Manu Patra alerts dated the 30th of September 2019. Delhi High Court has refused bail to former Union Minister P. Chidambaram in the INX media corruption case. The court observed that despite the fact that he being the former Union Finance Minister, Home Minister and presently a Member of Parliament with deep roots in society and long standing in the bar, the possibility of him influencing the witnesses cannot be ruled out. Supreme Court has declined to pass any order on the issue of detention of former J&K Chief Minister Farooq Abdullah under the Public Safety Act. The court said the detention order will have to be challenged before an appropriate forum. Delhi High Court has sought the Enforcement Directorate's reply on the bail plea of Karnataka Congress leader D.K. Shivakumar in a money laundering case. Shivakumar, arrested in a case under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002 by the Enforcement Directorate, approached the High Court challenging the lower court's order denying him bail. Supreme Court has refused to entertain a plea of flat owner seeking stay on its order on demolition of four apartment complexes in Kochi Smaradu which were built in violation of coastal regulations or norms. The court rejected the plea of flat owners, who have also challenged the legality of a panel which had recommended the demolition. Apex Court has directed Gujarat government to pay compensation and provide job to Vilkish Banu within 2 weeks. The court had awarded a compensation of 50 lakh rupees to Vilkish Banu in April this year. She was gang raped in Randhikpur village in the Hod district of Gujarat during the post-Godhra riots. Further, the court had also directed the Gujarat government to provide her a government job and accommodation as per rules. Supreme Court has declined to intervene in the order passed by the Bombay High Court that gave relief to BSR and Associates LLP, a KPMG network firm, in the IL&FS Financial Services, IFIN, case. Apex Court is ordered to attach the properties and bank accounts of the builders of Maradu Apartments, holding them responsible for the illegal constructions. The court directed its registry to issue notices to builders in this regard. Moreover, the court also accepted the timeline submitted by the Kerala government for completing demolition and clearing of debris and directed the government to begin demolition as per schedule. Apex Court has stayed the Madras High Court's order transferring the investigation into sexual harassment allegations against S. Murugan, Joint Director of the Directorate of Vigilance and Anti-Corruption, DVAC, from Tamil Nadu to Telangana. Supreme Court has observed that the witnesses to documents such as sale deeds and wills need not essentially know what is contained in them. Apex Court has ruled though the absence of sanction can be raised during stage of discharge application, however the issue of invalidity of sanction is to be raised during the trial. Supreme Court has noted that when the accused party came armed at the scene of crime, it clearly indicates that the occurrence did not take place in the heat of passion upon a sudden quarrel to claim the exception 4 to Section 300 Indian Penal Code, 1860. Supreme Court has ruled that non-production of contraband material by itself is not a ground for acquittal in case its seizure is otherwise proved. The court observed that if the seizure was otherwise proved on record and was not even doubted or disputed, the entire contraband material need not be placed before this court. Supreme Court has observed that an agreement contrary to law cannot be enforced by the court in favor of plaintiff in a suit for specific performance even if the defendant who was also party to such a legality stands benefited from it. Delhi High Court has upheld the life imprisonment awarded to a former soldier for shooting dead a cardiologist in 2012 while trying to forcibly take away the doctor's domestic help, whom he claimed to be in love with. The court said the conduct of the convict post the gruesome murder has not only been unjust, unfair and unreasonable, but also showed a propensity to commit crime. Delhi High Court, DHC, has sought the centre's reply on a plea challenging its decision to notify blood monitoring devices, digital thermometers, nebulizers and glucometers as drugs under the Drugs and Cosmetics Act, 1940, The court issued notice to the Health Ministry, whose notification has been challenged by an association representing manufacturers and traders of surgical and other medical equipment. Bombay High Court has declined to provide any help to the teenage girl, who first took admission in a medical course and suddenly gave it up and sought a refund of the parents' hard-earned money. The court noted that the girl did not follow any due procedure of law and breached the norms. Tripura High Court has ordered a ban on the tradition of animal sacrifice in temples. The court gave the verdict in response to a public interest litigation filed by Subhash Bhattacharji, a retired judge. Further, the court noted that no person, including the state, shall be allowed to sacrifice any animal bird within the precincts of any one of the temples within the state of Tripura. Bombay High Court has ruled that insult or humiliation must take place in the presence of or in the proximity of at least one independent public witness in order for the offence to qualify as atrocity under Scheduled Tribes, Prevention of Atrocities, Amendment Act, 2015. Delhi High Court has issued notices to Indiabulls Housing Finance Limited, IBHFL, Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, and other respondents in a public interest litigation seeking a probe into the mortgage lender. The PIL seeks an in-depth, thorough and time-bound investigation by a special investigation team, alleging serious illegalities, violations and siphoning committed by the promoters of IBHFL, its subsidiaries and their promoters. Delhi High Court has ruled that an application for voluntary retirement is an offer by the employee, and any time before its acceptance the employee would be entitled to withdraw the same. Bombay High Court has ruled that exotic animals do not come under the specification of prohibited goods under Clause C of Subsection 1 of Section 135 of the Customs Act, 1962, and smuggling of such animals was compoundable offence. Resultantly, the court granted bail to man arrested by the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence on allegations of illegally smuggling exotic animals into India. Bombay High Court has noted that subtitles can be added to a film after the producer notifies the Central Board of Film Certification, CBFC, and gets it endorsed. The order was passed on a petition filed by the Indian Motion Pictures Producers Association challenging the 27th of April, 2018 notice, which mandates a separate censorship certificate for subtitles. Karnataka High Court has ruled that a father is not liable to pay monthly maintenance amount to his daughter who is gainfully employed. The court observed that the lower court was justified in awarding certain sum at the initial stage but not after the petitioner, that is the daughter, has secured a respectable job in a good company. Gujarat High Court has re-emphasized on primacy of child welfare in cases for granting custody of a minor child. The court observed, while granting the question of the custody of the minor child, the doctrine of committee of court and orders passed by the foreign court could not override consideration of the best interest and welfare of the child. Bombay High Court has rejected a writ petition challenging the prescription of shorthand test as a selection criteria for promotion as private secretary to the judges. The said petition was filed by 7 personal assistants working in the High Court seeking promotion as private secretary. The court further held that the prescription of shorthand test was necessary for maintaining the efficiency in the administration of justice and rejected the said petition. Allahabad High Court has ruled that failure to give inquiry report to an employee undergoing disciplinary proceedings amounts to denial of reasonable opportunity to employee to prove his innocence and contravenes the principle of audi alteram, partem as imbibed under the principles of natural justice.